Taking the side of these terrorists, Trump slams crooked Biden's threat to withhold military support from Israel. By Joshua Klein on May 9, 2024. Former President Donald Trump openly castigated President Joe Biden for his recent threat to stop military shipments to Israel during operations against Palestinian terrorists in Gaza, accusing the crooked and weak commander-in-chief of taking the side of these Hamas terrorists, just as he has sided with the radical mobs taking over our college campuses. Posting to Truth Social early Thursday morning, Trump expressed strong disapproval of Biden's stance on military support for Israel's war, denouncing it as detrimental to Israel's efforts against the U.S.-designated terror group Hamas in Gaza. Crooked Joe Biden, whether he knows it or not, just said he will withhold weapons from Israel as they fight to eradicate Hamas terrorists in Gaza, Trump stated, highlighting the severity of the situation by noting that Hamas murdered thousands of innocent civilians, including babies, and are still holding Americans hostage, if the hostages are still alive. He then accused the 81-year-old president of taking the side of these terrorists, just like he has sided with the radical mobs taking over our college campuses, because his donors are funding them, and suggesting that the current conflict would not have occurred under his presidency. Biden is weak, corrupt, and leading the world straight into World War III, he insisted. He concluded his remarks by vowing that very soon, we will be back, and once again demanding peace through strength. Talking to the press before entering the courtroom in Lower Manhattan in his business records trial on Thursday, Trump offered sharp criticism of Biden for saying he would withhold weapons from Israel for use in its planned advance on Rafah. What Biden is doing with respect to Israel is disgraceful, he said. If any Jewish person voted for Joe Biden, they should be ashamed of themselves. The matter comes as Republican officials continue to lambaste the Biden administration for withholding crucial ammunition from Israel in its war on the terror group Hamas, accusing Biden of carrying water for the pro-Hamas mob in order to appease his radical anti-Semitic base and the Democrat Party's pro-Hamas wing for his own personal political gain. As Breitbart News reported, several news outlets have confirmed that the Biden administration is withholding 3,500 bombs from Israel, which is currently battling Hamas, a U.S.-designated Islamic terror group that attacked the Jewish state in October in an unprecedented and particularly brutal massacre. In addition, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin confirmed on Wednesday at the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense that the U.S. is withholding a shipment of weapons from Israel over concerns about its ongoing attack on Hamas in Rafah, though the Jewish state's security depends on disbanding Hamas's remaining battalions there. Subsequently, Biden confirmed on CNN's Aaron Burnett Outfront that he had begun to limit transfers of American weapons to Israel out of moral opposition to operations in Rafah. I've made it clear to Bibi, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and the war cabinet. They're not going to get our support if, in fact, they go into these population centers, he said, referring to those in Rafah. We're not walking away from Israel's security. We're walking away from Israel's ability to wage war in those areas. We've held up the weapons, he added. Critics of Biden's decision have argued that withholding weapons that Congress has already authorized, absent any finding of human rights violations by Israel, is unconstitutional and violates the Impoundment Control Act of 1974. Israeli leaders have expressed determination to defeat Hamas regardless of international support. Netanyahu and other officials have stated that Israel will continue its military operations against the terror group with or without the backing of the United States or other allies, including Britain. This sentiment has been reiterated in various statements in which Israeli leaders have emphasized the necessity to pursue operations in Gaza, particularly in areas like Rafah, as a crucial part of their strategy to dismantle Hamas's military capabilities, even if it means standing alone against global opposition. The Jewish state is currently at war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip following the October 7 massacre, whereby the terrorist group perpetrated the deadliest attack against Jewish people since the Nazi Holocaust. The massacre saw the torture, rape, execution, immolation, and abduction of hundreds of Israeli civilians, as well as widespread Palestinian support for it. What you need to know, horror of the Hamas terror attack on civilians at Kibbutz Beeri in Israel. The Iranian proxy Islamist terrorist organization targeted attendees at a music festival and those in southern Israeli towns, all while thousands of rockets rained down on Israeli civilian centers. The massacre resulted in terrorists killing approximately 1,200 people and wounding over 4,800, with at least 242 hostages taken, more than half of whom remain in Gaza. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.